As signatures are being counted for several citizen initiatives that were turned in last week, a court battle is going on over how easy it should be for voters to propose their own laws. But now, attorneys for the state and Republican legislative leaders are asking the Arizona Supreme Court to reject efforts by some organizations to void a statute that could make it harder for these citizen initiatives to make it on the ballot. And joining us to explain all of this is Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So this is all over this idea of strict compliance, right? So tell us what that is and what these GOP lawmakers are arguing here.
For years, the courts have said that you only need to have substantial compliance with election laws to make initiatives correct. So, for example, let's assume that people had the wrong typeface or they didn't sign exactly in the lines, or maybe you put in the wrong year when you signed it, when it clearly wasn't, you know, 2014 or something. The legislature last year put out a bill that said you need to have strict compliance. In other words, you know, dot your I's, cross your T's, have the typefaces right, have everything staying within the lines. And very clearly, that throws some new burdens into the path of those who want to circulate. And
right.
That's what this lawsuit is about.
Right. So what are those on the other side of this arguing? This sounds sort of innocuous, but they're saying it's really not. This throws some real big hurdles in place.
This comes down to the question of what are the constitutional rights of people to create their own laws.
Yeah.
The Arizona Constitution from the first days of statehood has said the people are the ultimate legislature. They're the ones who get to decide what are the laws, and particularly if their own representatives won't act, they can craft their own laws, put them on the ballot, and enact them. And so the question becomes, to the extent that you're throwing new hurdles into the path of these people, you're in fact interfering with their constitutional rights. Now, so far, they haven't gotten very far, not because the courts disagree, but the courts say, well, wait a second, you don't have an initiative on the ballot that's being threatened with being thrown off, therefore, you don't have a case. The case isn't what the lawyers like to say is ripe yet.
So, but could there be a case pretty soon here?
Well, there could be. I mean, we obviously have some petitions that have just come in on several of the initiatives. If, in fact, one or more of them is thrown off the ballot based on failure for strict compliance, they would have standing. But, in fact, the people who have sued, you know, people like the Sierra Club and the Humane Society, while they've had petitions in the past, have nothing on the ballot now. So they may not have standing to bring a claim. And courts, in general, like to have real claims in front of them rather than some academic exercise.
So is this something we can be looking forward to maybe playing out over the next couple of years?
Well, if the Supreme Court says that these people don't have standing, you know this will come back. Because at some point, some ballot initiative is going to be challenged under the strict compliance standard. And at that point, the justices will have to take a look at it. They can't sidestep it.
Was this something that was a huge concern for the people gathering signatures for these initiatives that are being counted now?
Oh, I think it definitely was. I think they very much made it clear that they had to spend more money to vet their signatures, to go ahead and make sure that everything was, you know, according to Hoyle, to use an old expression. And they say that that threw some roadblocks in their path. There were also the folks who were circulating the legalized marijuana measure who said that part of their problem in getting the signatures was, in fact, living to the strict compliance standards. Now, I don't know if they would have made it even under a substantial compliance, but clearly there are folks out there who say this is already affecting them.
All right. That's Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher. Howie, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.